SWR 2 Tandem
mit Fabian Elsässer. Guten Abend. Der Pinball-Wettbewerb von ARD, Deutschlandfunk, Schweizer und österreichischem Rundfunk zeigt jedes Jahr die Vielfalt der freien Hörspielszene. 5 Finalisten werden von der 14-köpfigen Jury ausgesucht und die des Jahrgangs 2019 stellen wir Ihnen dieser Woche in SWR 2 Tandem vor. Heute ist es Simone Halder und ihr Wettbewerbshörspiel beschäftigt sich mit digitaler Dämonenaustreibung. Bitte nicht wundern, da können Sie Ihre Englischkenntnisse testen, müssen Sie aber gar nicht unbedingt. Simone Halders Stück Chewing Gum Makes a Demon Really Happy, also Kaugummi kauen macht einen Dämonen wirklich glücklich, ist zwar komplett auf Englisch gesprochen, aber wenn Sie wissen, worum es geht, kommen Sie auch so mit. Denn das ist ja die Kunst eines Hörspiels, durch Geräusche und Hörerlebnisse den Sinn hinter den Worten zu zeigen. Also, Chewing Gum erzählt von John Ventana, einem russischstämmigen US-Amerikaner, der im Internet anderen Menschen Erlösung von Dämonen verspricht. Es gibt ja auch heute noch Fälle von Teufelsaustreibung. Zum Beispiel wurde in Frankfurt im Jahr 2015 eine koreanische Frau von ihren Verwandten zu Tode gequält, weil sie überzeugt waren, sie sei vom Teufel besessen. In diesem Fall hingen die Täter einer Mischreligion aus Christentum, Schamanismus und Buddhismus an. Sicherlich ein grässliches Beispiel von geistiger Irreleitung. Insofern ist John Ventana regelrecht harmlos, denn er befreit seine Kunden ja online.
You don't think a demon gets enjoyment when you're like all day you're picking on your eyebrow and picking on your hairs like this, or some people, you know, are always like this or like that. If you like to do any of this, some people walk around, play with their lip, you know, just like they're walking around, they're chewing gum. Chewing gum makes a demon really happy. When you're chewing gum, you're giving that demon some lust, you're giving it something to do, it's easing, it's gnashing. It will use your body to ease its torment in your blood.
Chewing gum makes a demon really happy. A demonic radio play from Ronaldas Obukas and Simone Halder.
Scene 1. The hot tub initiation.
The following scene is probably not real.
Hey everybody, John Ventana here, and you're on my channel, Deliverance Now. Today we're gonna do a baptism. That here is my brother Alexander. He truly suffered. Is that right, brother Alex?
Yes, that's right.
Amen. So he wrote me a letter where he confessed that he had sexual fantasies about men, that he even pleasured himself. Is that right?
Yes, that's 100% right.
But he's repented now. He submitted to Almighty Lord Jesus Christ. Anyway, how was your deliverance last night, brother?
My deliverance was really great. I felt a lot of bad things coming out of me, and I felt a lot more relaxed, a lot of poison and evil just coming out of me, and I thank the Lord that he has great mercy on me.
Amen, brother. Praise the good Lord. But are you submitted to the Lord?
Yes, I'm submitted.
Sounds good. I think he's ready to get baptized. What do you think about it, brother?
I think it's great.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Scene 2. God in the water.
The following scene is probably not real.
Look at the Lord Jesus. Look at him. Look at Jesus Christ. Go to hell then. Go where the Lord wants you to go.
Greetings, brother.
God. Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit. Where am I? Are you Ani?
Just call me God.
Am I dead?
You are not.
So what is this place then?
You are not yet repented.
But I delivered myself, you know? John Ventana? He delivered me. I am now baptized into the true faith of God.
Oh my God, don't you know? I do not accept homosexuals and blacks in my kingdom of heaven.
But why?
You're loaded with demons.
Fuck!
Scene 3. The dramatic turnaround.
The following scene is definitely not real.
I am with Satan!
Welcome to the Christian spirit, brother.
Oh my God. I talked to God.
Even I hadn't such a honor. But yeah, that's kind of wonderful, brother. What did you say?
Believe me, it was God talking to me.
How can you say that? You're overrating yourself. That's pride, and that's almost as dangerous as blasphemy on the Holy Spirit.
But I really...
Do you think that God would talk to such a pity sinner like yourself? You should knock on wood now. That was Lucifer trying to deceive you, brother.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We should all praise the Lord. Today, we're talking about self-deliverance. That means that you can deliver yourself from demons who are living in your body and initiate yourself permanently into the body of Jesus Christ. Can a Christian be demon-possessed? Definitely not. To be possessed means that the evil spirits are living in your own spirit and are in total control of the person.
He said I'm loaded with demons. What does that mean?
Back at the time, even me, I was just loaded with the legions of demons in my past life as a sinner. I was an atheist, and I felt myself ill. I felt myself just terrible. But then I understood that the reason of my illnesses were the demonic entities inside my body. They were in my body, they were in my nervous system, and that made me commit sinful things. But now I'm fully submitted to the mighty Lord, brother. And I'm sure you said fire of a Satan when you came up. And God never talked to nobody in my baptisms yet. No, no, brother. That was Lucifer coming out of you. You're not delivered, my friend. Not yet.
But a Christian can have demons or can be demonized. It means to be under the control of a spirit in various degrees. Demons can enter into the body or the brain of a Christian in many different ways. First way, they may be inhabiting the body or brain prior to salvation and were never cast out after being born again. I call this the carryover. Second way, they may have entered the body or brain when Christians backslid and turned their back on the Lord to return to a sinful lifestyle. Fourth way, the person may be oppressed and the demons may not be inside the body or the brain. They may be attacking from outside. In the next episode, I will tell you something about the preparation. Subscribe to my channel, fellow brothers. Praise the Lord.
Scene 4. How to reach the Holy Ghost.
The following scene is probably real.
Where does he want you to go, Spirit? The flame? He wants you to go to the flame? Speak clear, demon. I know you speak English. What? Speak English, Spirit. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at him. Look at him.
So was that Satan talking to me?
That's right, Alex. You need a special treatment. We call it expelling evil entities. Big deliverance.
So you mean like exorcism?
No. We're not like the Roman church. That's expelling. expelling, you know?
Deliverance now.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I wish you a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are talking about expelling evil entities. But you need to be careful. In the following training video, you will learn how to send them away. First, place your hands on the skin of your lower abdomen and silently pray in your mind. Begin to cover yourselves by faith with the precious blood of Christ through your groin, hips, internal organs. Worship, glorify, and magnify His greatness and thank Him for His blood as intensely as you can. Meditate on the rich beauty of His life-saving blood. Focus on the broken body of Christ He gave for your healing. Pray in your mind only, not audibly. Secondly, repeat this procedure over your stomach, heart, throat, forehead, back of the neck. Spend several minutes on each area, silently praying, meditating on the precious, powerful, healing, delivering, enriching blood of Jesus as sincerely and as aggressively as you can.
You said expelling? Is that right?
No, it's expelling.
Expelling.
It's expelling! God! Can you not get it right? Really? For all this time?
Expelling? That was correct?
Yeah. I'm really tired of this shit.
Come on, Nate. It's funny. I have this other thing about the priest and the homosexual guy. And so he comes into the confession booth. Oh, are you chewing a gum?
Thirdly, speak directly to the spirits and your physical or mental illness and command them to leave your body and mind in the name of the Lord. Do not pray anymore. You have already prayed and God said yes. Remind the demons that you have repented all your sins and that all doors to sin have been closed and that they have no legal right to damage or hold you in bondage anymore. If God gives you the name of the demons or the number, you can use this information to command them to leave as Jesus did. You can also call them out by the symptoms they are causing. Disability, depression, pain, lust, anger, envy, confusion, fear, cancer, bipolar, ulcer, OCD, PTSD, etc. as Jesus did. In the name of Jesus, I sincerely hope that we could help you with your demons. And notice, you must be desperate and determined to be delivered. You must want the spirits out of your life more than anything else in the world. A casual approach will not work. If you hold back the evil spirits, they will sense your hesitation and they won't leave. So, subscribe to our channel and God bless you.
Scene 5. Cash and sperm.
The following scene is definitely real.
You cannot expel demons right away in a holy place of baptism. I need time to talk to the demon. Yeah?
Are you chewing a gum? Is there something in your mouth?
Yes, there is something in my mouth.
And spit it out, please.
Just talking fucking too much, you know?
Now and you talk instead of me.
That's the deal.
When I overcame lust, demons would come in, get me hard, get my privates erect. They would arouse me to the point of ejaculation, and God would sit there and watch me to see if I would finish the job.
But you cannot expel demons right away in the holy place of baptism. You know, I just need some time to talk to a demon, to make a connection with them.
Ask him to leave your body. That needs time. And our God is grateful. But he can be even more pleased. You know.
You missed the brother.
And what?
Missed the brother.
And what?
Yeah, we need the brother.
We don't need the brother. You know? I'm the fucking actor here, you know? And I know how to play my fucking character. Okay, I quit. I fucking quit. Fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it.
Yeah, we'll just leave it.
So you won't get a cent for that. You know that. You won't pay anything. Just go on the street and look for a job. There is Hollywood.
Okay, just shut up now, right? Let's fucking do it. Okay. Are we the professionals? We are the professionals. Okay, so let's just do it. You know the Philippians 4:17. It's not that I'm seeking a gift, but I'm looking for the fruit that may be credited for your account.
Amen. But wait. You talking about money?
If you are righteous and you're serving God, crying, pleading, and begging will get you pretty far. But if you are a masturbator, God looks at your crying, pleading, begging as vanity, and he looks at you as a hypocrite. Okay? People are saying to me, no, the demon came in and he put lust into me. I couldn't fight it. The lust was too strong. And I tell them, did the demon force you to masturbate? The demons do not force you to masturbate. You yield to powerful lust and masturbate on your own will. God hates it. It's the worst thing you could do. Don't think because you hear on the news that a man needs to release himself or he's going to get prostate cancer because the devil taught you some lie, and then the demons project that lie into your head once they know you know it.
Scene 6. The Expelling.
The following scene is probably real.
Will it hurt?
No. Just close your eyes and think about Jesus.
Okay.
Fire upon you, demons, right now. Fire in Jesus' name, right now. Fire! 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 I break the chains of the curse, demon of lust. I command you to step out of this body and let him go. Fire! 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 Fire on you, demon, right now! I know you're not from God. My fellow brother could speak to him, even I didn't. You're the devil in his veins. Say your name! You're not the part of the God. You're commanding him to homosexuality, leading him to a boiling pit of hell. Say your name! Say your name! Say your name! Fire upon you, demon! You got to go! What's your name? Say me your name! Take off in Jesus' name, you demon! Loose! 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 I command you to say your name! Say your name! Say your name, you demon! Are you afraid of me? Look at me! Look at me, I want to see your eyes! Show yourself in the name of the Holy Spirit!
The expelling was made, but the homosexuality was not cured. But the preacher, John Ventana, did his job and therefore lived his life to the fullest, committing about 12 deliverances a year and getting holier and richer with every single day. Unfortunately, He was found dead by his daughter in a closet with a leather belt on his neck, hanging on a doorknob, completely naked. Alexander, though, lived a happy life. He himself became a preacher, like John was. He thought that if he spoke to God, he is worthy. And even though he was not delivered of his own sins, he dedicated his life to delivering the others, especially delicious little boys. And they were all chewing the gum. Chewing gum makes a demon really happy. But they repented Ronaldas Obukas and submitted Simone Halder.
John Ventana.
Rinaldas Obukas.
Alexander.
Christian Nietzsche.
God.
Fridolin Meinl.
Asha from Deliverance Now.
The Dish of Duda.
Director.
Simone Halder.
Electronic Spokeswoman.
Crystal. Electronic Spokesman.
Mike. Sound Assistant.
Philip Gribenikov. And
Chris LaSala himself. A production of the Bauhaus University
Chair for Experimental Radio.
Lecturer
Ulrich Bassen. Professor
Natalie Singer.
So this demon just said there's three demons in my house watching me, and the Lord Jesus is up behind him with angels all over the place, and there's a hedge of protection around me. Right?
That's exactly right.
Das war Chewing Gum Makes a Demon Really Happy, das vierte Hörspiel der diesjährigen Endrunde des ARD-Pinball-Wettbewerbs für die freie Hörspielszene. Geschrieben hat es Simone Halder, die gelernte Tontechnikerin ist und an der Bauhaus-Universität in Weimar studiert und die wir gerade unter freiem Himmel in der Toskana erreichen, deswegen das Windrauschen. Willkommen bei SWR 2 Tandem.
Hallo.
Frau Halder, inwiefern bezieht sich Chewing Gum Makes a Demon Really Happy auf reale Ereignisse und Vorbilder?
Oh mein Gott. Ja, also auf Chris LaSala, der ist ja wirklich existent. Das ist ein Internetprediger, der Dämonen via Skype austreiben kann und Taufen in ekelhaften, moorigen Seen und Schwimmbecken macht. Und auf den sind wir gestoßen, weil ich ja das noch mit einem Kollegen von mir gemacht habe, mit dem Ronaldas zusammen. Und ja, und den haben wir dann im Internet gefunden und irgendwie war der so anregend, dieser Mann, und auch mit welcher Wurf, der das da durchgezogen hat, dass wir gesagt haben, okay, da muss doch was über ihn gemacht werden. Mhm.
Wollten Sie zeigen mit dem Stück, woran man alles glauben kann, beziehungsweise wie sehr sich die Menschen nach Lösungen sehen, oder ging es eher um die Frage, was es war, was ist erfunden, Stichwort Fake News?
Also Fake News war gar nicht in unserem Kopf eigentlich, sondern es hat sich dann irgendwann dahingehend entwickelt, was Realität im Grunde ist. Ja, die ist ja für uns alle irgendwas Unterschiedliches. Also ob es jetzt sowas wie eine Objektivität tatsächlich gibt, das steht ja sowieso in Frage, und eigentlich war das dann am Ende das Zentrum unserer Frage auch. Gibt es sowas wie Normalität? Nein, gibt es eigentlich auch nicht wirklich. Was ist für mich real? Was ist für jemand anders real? Aber es hat sich mehr dahin entwickelt. Am Anfang hat uns das mehr inspiriert, dass dieser Mensch im Grunde eigentlich so ein bisschen wahnsinnig ist.
Glauben Sie an Dämonen?
Ja, jetzt, nachdem ich mit dem Herren da zu tun hatte, glaube ich vielleicht schon ein bisschen dran, dass jeder von uns irgendwas in sich trägt. Der hat jetzt vielleicht keine besondere Gestalt oder so, vielleicht hat jeder von uns so einen ganz eigenen Dämon. Vielleicht auch eine Verhaltensweise, die wir irgendwie nicht unter Kontrolle kriegen.
Man sagt ja, man muss seiner Dämonen Herr werden und meint dann eben nichts Teuflisches, sondern tatsächlich, wie Sie gerade sagen. Aber warum haben Sie die ganze Geschichte eigentlich auf Englisch erzählt?
Es hat sich dann irgendwann so angeboten, weil ja die ganzen O-Töne von ihm ja auch auf Englisch waren, und das war dann runder, und wir wollten dann auch eben mit diesen Dialekten spielen, die ja auch so ein bisschen was von einem Wahnsinnigen haben. Also so, das hat sich einfach alles so angeboten. Am Anfang dachten wir auch, wir machen ein deutsches Hörspiel, aber irgendwie hat sich das dahingehend entwickelt, nachdem Ronaldas ja auch Litauer ist und dem Englischen auch ein bisschen mächtiger als dem Deutschen, war das irgendwie, hat sich alles so angeboten und dann wurde es ein englisches Hörspiel.
Sie haben gerade ein paar Mal das Wort Wahnsinn benutzt. Ich finde es auch Wahnsinn, welchen akustischen Aufwand die Produzenten der Stücke für den Pinball-Wettbewerb so betreiben. Also bei Ihnen hört man zum Beispiel zwischendurch sehr viel Wasser. Wo haben Sie die Geräuschkulissen aufgenommen?
Wir haben tatsächlich eine reale Taufe in den Toskana-Thermen in Bad Sulza vorgenommen. Also das ist tatsächlich dort passiert und vor Ort auch aufgenommen. Und deswegen klingt das vielleicht auch so real. Also das ist nicht im Nachhinein drunter gelegt.
Das ist ja auch die Idee dabei, glaube ich, ne?
Ja, genau. Ja, wir wollten ja da wirklich im heißen Wasser jemanden taufen. Er ist ja auch wirklich getauft worden. Ich weiß nicht, ob ihm das jetzt was gebracht hat für sein weiteres Leben, aber vielleicht sind die Dämonen jetzt fort. Man weiß es nicht.
Voller Körpereinsatz für das Hörspiel Chewing Gum Makes a Demon Really Happy von Simona Halder, einer der Finalistinnen des diesjährigen ARD-Pinball-Wettbewerbs. Herzlichen Dank, Frau Halder.
Ja, gerne.
Die Siegerin oder der Sieger wird dann auf den ARD-Hörspieltagen in Karlsruhe Anfang November bekannt gegeben. Am Mikrofon war Fabian Elsässer.